This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's about 9 a.m. Light drizzle. We're on the banks of the Hudson River on a little park. And the striped bass are running, so we're going to try to hook some fish.
Breida Green is one of our producers. And on a Monday morning recently, she was in the town of Beacon, New York. Now, I happen to do what little fishing I do on vacation, but not on company time. And in fairness, Breida wasn't just having fun. She was there to meet Karen Chi. Chi is a comedy writer, and she works for Late Night with Seth Meyers. She's a contributor to the New Yorker's humor column, too. And she's also a recent but enthusiastic convert to the great sport of fishing.
Before, maybe even a couple of years ago, if somebody had been like, do you want to go fish for 2 hours? I'd be like, what a waste of time. Like, I have stuff to do. But now it just makes the rest of my day so much better, and I'm always in a much better mood after I've spaced out and zoned out for a while.
So we could sort of climb down on the rocks over there, but it's a little shallow.
Okay. I will say, of all the times I've gone fishing, I think I've only caught a fish once.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm sort of afraid of catching a fish, but I love the anticipation of it could happen.
Yum.
I got this worm, I cut it in half, and I'm sort of hooking it on to the hook. I'm putting it on a few times so that it won't fall off immediately in the water. Okay, and then I'm gonna walk the bail. And yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Chi grew up in California in the Bay Area, and she took up fishing during the pandemic on an extended visit to South Korea.
Before the pandemic hit, I was writing for Late Night and doing stand-up pretty much every night. And that was kind of the routine I had settled into. So then when the pandemic hit, it was remote work and no live shows. And Zoom made me really anxious, so I just sort of stopped doing stand-up altogether for a while.
Wow. And you were in New York?
I was in New York. I was in a little apartment with two other people and a cat. And we were indoors for like 2 full months. Yeah.
Oh,
it was
wild. And then what happens that made you decide to move to Korea?
So I initially... So I went because my grandma got really sick quite suddenly. And I went thinking I would be there for a month or two. So I brought like 5 t-shirts. And that was like all I had brought. I brought like a small suitcase of summer clothes.
Can I ask what your grandma, what happened?
Yeah. She's actually doing much better now. But she had heart failure. And also she's 92. So it was just so many other things weren't going well, you know?
Scary.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what made you stay?
Well, she didn't get better for a really long time. And because it was remote work, I was like, I'll stay there. It's no problem. And maybe it's also because of the pandemic and how much, you know, life-threatening and scary that was for people, even if it was just in the abstract. And yeah, when my grandma got sick, it felt like the equivalent of people, you know, when they have babies and they're like, suddenly all my priorities, you know, lined up. And that's how I felt.
Wow. And because you would work nights because you were working like U.S. hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was crazy. I would be writing jokes at like 2 a.m. about the Trump administration. At nighttime, the silver lining of that schedule was that the first few months we needed to have somebody awake throughout the night to check on my grandma periodically to make sure she was breathing okay and also to help her go to the bathroom. I was like, oh, I'll do night duty because I'm up working anyway. And so that coincided really nicely. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm getting a pull. I wonder if it got stuck though. Let's see. I'm holding it at a 45 degree angle.
Do you think it's just like hooked under there?
I would love if we pulled this out and there's just like a whale.
And we're like, like a trash bin.
It's actually, the pole is gone, so I wonder, let's just reel it back. Interesting. Oop. There's the worm. Okay, we can try it again. I mean, it's gonna become very clear that I just fish to go through the motions of fishing rather than survival. I started fishing because, well, a mix of all of the stress things I mentioned, but I read, this is gonna sound nerdy, but I read How to Do Nothing by Jenny Odell, and I was like, I gotta find a hobby where I'm not thinking about anything, and I'm not thinking about work. In Korean, there's like a word called like, I'm just gonna say it in Korean, it's mongterinda, which is spacing out. You can like mongterio in any place, but you can also do, people really like doing this thing called like mongbul or pulmong, which is you space out while looking at a fire, that sort of a thing. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this while I'm fishing. And so there's like a sort of an overpass by the Han River, which is the river that like sort of cleaves through Seoul, so it splits the city in two. And I saw, it's like a lot of old men fishing silently next to each other, and I kind of just joined them, so it was very nice. We didn't talk at all, but one of them was actually very helpful with helping me figure out how to get the line right and how to cast and everything, but was very gruff the entire time, which I thought was so charming.
Wow, so you just like cast in and then you just stand there and you just try to like clear your mind?
Yeah, I truly just zone out.
It's like a meditation.
I guess so. When I've tried meditating before and I always fall asleep. So this is a nice way to be a little bit alert. There's like a little bit of anticipation with the fish and then I can completely chill out, which is nice. Oh no, it's tangled. Here we go, okay. I definitely thought the pandemic would be more temporary than it is, and I thought there would be a clear end date and that my life would resume. But I actually think the way I sort of think about my life has completely changed since then. I just want to make sure I always have enough time to spend with my family and friends, and that that is more important to me than work. So I think fishing is probably going to stick around for a bit. My dream is to have a fishing buddy who also, we can just sit in silence for a couple hours and be like, yeah, let's go home. We go home.
That's Karen Chi out on the Hudson River with Breida Green of the Radio Hour.
Well, we didn't catch anything.
That's okay.
Do you feel relieved?
I do. It's very much a journey, not the destination type of activity.
She is a contributor to the New Yorker's Shouts and Murmurs column, and she writes for Late Night with Seth Meyers. She's working on season 2 of Pachinko for Apple TV.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.